Just then, the kitchen door opened and Butters came in with a panting mouse. The big dog padded over to me and nudged my hand with his nose until I scratched him in his favorite spot, just behind one notched ear.
"Don't think who will what?" Butters asked. "Oh, hey, pancakes. Are there any for me?"
"Counter," Thomas said.
"Cool."
"Butters," I said, "look, I think you're going to be all right on your own now. If you want me to, I'll take you home after breakfast." He peered owlishly at me and said,
"Of course I want to go home. The Oktoberfest polka off is tonight."
Thomas arched an eyebrow at me. Butters looked back and forth between us and said,
"Do you need me to do something?"
"Maybe," I said. "There's some research to be done. I totally understand if you want to get while the getting's good, but if you're willing, we could use your help."
"Research," Butters said. "What kind of research?"
I told him. Butters chewed on his lip.
Is anything going to try to kill me for doing it?"
"I don't think so," I said, "but I can't lie to you. These are some dangerous people. I can't predict everything they might do." Butters nodded.
"But if you don't get this information, what happens?"
"It gets harder to stop them."
"And if you don't stop them, what happens?"
I put my fork down, suddenly not very hungry. "One of them gets phenomenal cosmic power and all the living space he can take. I get killed, so will a lot of innocent people. And God only knows what someone could do with power like that over the long term." Butters looked down at his pancakes. I waited. Thomas said nothing. His appetite hadn't been affected, and the sound of his knife and fork on the plate was the only one in the kitchen.
"This is bigger than me," he said finally. "It's bigger than polka, even. So I guess I'll help."
I smiled at him. "Appreciate it." Thomas looked up, studying Butters speculatively. "Yeah?" Butters nodded and grimaced.
"If I walk away when I know I could lend a hand, I'm not sure I could live with that. I mean, if you were asking me to shoot somebody or something, I'd head for the hills. But research is different. I can do research."
I rose and clapped Butters gently on the shoulder. "Thomas will fill you in."
"Where are you going?" he asked.
"I have to figure out how to call up the Earl King," I said.
"Is that why everyone wanted that book?"
"Apparently."
"But you had it. Heck, you read it."
I rubbed at my eyes. "Yeah, I know, but I didn't know exactly what I was looking for." Butters nodded.
"Frustrating, huh?"
"Just a bit."
"It's too bad you don't have a photographic memory," Butters said. "I knew a guy in college with one of those, the bastard. He could just look at a page and then read it back to himself in his head a week later."
A thought struck me hard, and I felt my limbs twitch with sudden excitement.
"What did you say?" You don't have a photographic memory?" Butters asked.
"Yes," I said. "Butters, you are a genius."
"I am," he said.
Then his brow furrowed in puzzlement.
"I am?"
"Brilliant," I said, "certifiably."
"Oh, good."
I rose and started gathering my things. "Where's that backpack I had you wear?"
"Living room," Butters said. "Why?"
"You might need it." I limped out to the living room and got the backpack. I touched it lightly and felt the solid curve of Bob the Skull within. I got my coat and my car keys and headed for the back door. "Where are you going?" Thomas asked.
"Gumshoeing," I said.
"You shouldn't go alone."
"Probably not," I agreed, "but I am."
"At least take Mouse," Thomas said. The big dog tilted his head quizzically, looking back and forth between Thomas and me. "And hold his leash in my teeth," I said. "I've only got the one hand to work with." Thomas frowned and then rolled a shoulder in a shrug. "Okay." "The phones are apparently unreliable," I said. I tossed the backpack at Thomas. He caught it. "Bob will know how to reach me if you find something. Got that, Bob?" A muffled voice from the backpack said,
"Jawohl, Herr Kommandant."
Butters jumped halfway out of his chair and made a squeaking sound.
"What was that?"
"Explain it to him," I told Thomas. "I'll be in touch as soon as I can." My brother nodded at me. "Good luck. Be careful."
"You too,"
Keep your eyes open. Thanks again, Butters.
Sure, sure. See you soon.
Butters poked at the backpack with his fork.
Hey!
Bob protested from inside the pack.
Stop that! You'll scratch it all up!
I swung out the door. The night's rest had done me good, and realizing how it might be possible to stop the heirs of Kemmler had given me an electric sense of purpose. I strode to the car, barely feeling my aching leg. I turned my hand over and regarded Sheila's phone number written on it in black marker. I didn't have a photographic memory, but I knew someone who did.